Masechet Kelim, Perekav Het, Mishnah Bet. Here we'll talk about a piece of cloth that a person set aside for something that is very low value. The question, could it still become Tameh or not, depends on how he stores the item. If he stores it safely in a closet, for example, he would show that he intends it to use it for something important, even though right now it's looked at as low value, but and therefore it would have the ability to become tameh. We'll have a mahloke about it, somebody who designates something for a low value but did not store it properly in a closet or a chest. He just hung it on a peg or placed it behind a door. The mahloke is, does he consider it to be important in these cases where he puts it in an unsafe case? The two halachot that we're talking about are different. Hanging it somewhere on a peg is safer than just placing it behind the door. When we talk about the cloth that's hung on a peg, we'll call it prepared. When we're talking about a cloth that's behind the door, we'll call it unprepared. We'll give examples of insignificant use. Mishnah says, "Pachot mishilosha al shilosha shehitkino lapuk bo et hamirhatz." If a person had a piece of cloth that was less than 3x3 tefahim, and he took that piece of cloth and he designated it to be used to plug up holes in the bathhouse, le'na'ed bo et hakedera, or to pour out of a pot. He uses it as a pot holder. The pot is hot. He doesn't want to burn his hands, so it's a pot holder. Le'kaneach bo et harehayim, or to wipe up the dust from a millstone. When he's milling for flour, he wants to make sure the dust from the stone doesn't get mixed in with the flour, so he uses this to wipe it up. Ben muhan, ben she'eno muhan, tameh, divrei Rabbi Eliezer. Whether it's prepared, that's hung up on a peg, or unprepared, placed behind the door, it could become tameh. Even though it's designated for something of low value, the fact that it was stored in some capacity means he wants to use it for something more important, so it has the ability to become tameh. This is the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Yehoshua Omer, ben min hamuchan, ben she'eno min hamuchan, tahor. Says Rabbi Yehoshua, no. Whether it was hung up on a peg or it was placed behind the door, it is pure. The owner designated it for something insignificant, so therefore, the fact that he didn't put it in a really safe place, like a chest or a closed closet, that would show that it has very little importance to him. Even if it was hung up on a peg or put behind the door, he doesn't really value this item, so it loses its ability to become tameh. Rabbi Akiva Omer, min hamuchan tameh. Says Rabbi Akiva, if it's min hamuchan, if it's stored on a peg, it could become tameh because that has a better way of storing it than it would be than putting it behind the door. But if it's put behind the door that's unprepared, it's tahor because it's unsafe. It's a lower level than putting it on a peg. So therefore, he doesn't value it and it does not have the ability to become tameh once more. It's not really considered a utensil for him.